Today is the 45th anniversary of the plane crash that claimed the lives of Otis Redding and four members of the Barclays outside of Madison, Wisconsin. The sole survivor of that crash was Barclays trumpet player Ben Colley. Colley would defy the odds several more times in his remarkable life. He suffered a massive stroke, which left him with speech difficulty, but he kept performing. Colley turned 65 this year, and Sarah Hoover from our content partner WKNO in Memphis brings us his story.
Colley got into music singing in church. He picked up the trumpet in seventh grade and formed the Barclays with friends at Booker T. Washington High School. Colley and his bandmates were in high demand at local clubs like the Hippodrome. Colley says Otis Redding followed them there to offer them a gig. By the spring of 1967, the group was Redding's backing band. Here they are performing live with Redding.
What you want, you got it. What you need, baby, you got it. All I'm asking for a little respect when I come home.
Stax wanted to cut a record with the Barclays. In the middle of a recording session, they took a break. Stax founder, Jim Stewart, stepped out of the room. As Colley recalls, the group began to jam and created their signature song, Soul Finger.
It's something we put together, and man, that's a hit.
Soul Finger was the Barclays' first single. It reached number 3 on Billboard's R&B chart. With a hit and a tour with Redding, the Barclays felt they were on their way.
And from that point on, things are looking a bit up from that point on.
But 6 months later, five Barclays and Otis Redding climbed aboard a small plane to fly from Cleveland to Madison, Wisconsin. The plane crashed in icy Lake Monona. Colley was thrown into the freezing water. The musician didn't know how to swim, but he held on to a seat cushion. He survived until a police boat arrived and suffered hypothermia and shock.
I just couldn't swim, and I didn't try.
Since the crash, Colley has played with numerous bands, including a reconstituted Barclays, Isaac Hayes, and the Muscle Shoals Band. In 1989, Colley suffered a massive stroke and aneurysm. Doctors gave him 3 days to live. Miraculously, he survived. Although initially paralyzed, he relearned how to walk, talk, read, and write. He was soon back playing his horn and performing, something doctors said he would never do. Colley returned to the site of the plane crash 40 years later. He sang Redding's Sittin' on the Dock of the Bay as part of a ceremony at the Monona Terrace on the banks of the lake. Colley evaded another close brush with death when he avoided a diabetic coma. At 65, Colley still writes and records songs at his home and gigs with the Bow Keys. Every Sunday, Colley attends Calvary Longview United Methodist Church, where he sings with the choir. Colley has been with the church for a long time, more than 20 years.
Just give a sample of what Gabriel's going to do for us when we walk into the streets of gold.
On a recent Sunday, the church's Hammond B3 organ was broken. Instead of playing the organ, Colley shuffled up to the microphone and performed an impromptu trumpet solo. Then he sang. The song was, He Knows Just How Much You Can Bear. In Memphis, I'm Sarah Hoover.
Just ask for the strength.